Qualities of a Validation Practitioner. When Naomi Feil first developed the validation method, there was no person-centered movement in the field of geriatrics. Her groundbreaking work has led to an entire shift in the culture. We now know that older adults benefit and our stress reduces when we integrate these qualities. The basic attitude of the validation practitioner forms one of three interdependent components of practicing validation. The principles you learned in previous lessons anchor the method in a view of aging and disorientation. The principles also give the goals of using validation: to accompany the older adult in the resolution stage of life. In this lesson, we will review the basic attitude of validation practitioners, the qualities needed in order to reach our goals. The basic attitude of validation: we are non-judgmental. We respect each person as a unique individual. We see the expression of feelings, all feelings, as positive healing action. We use empathy to step into the shoes of another human being. We respect that there is a reason behind the behavior of older adults in the resolution stage of life. We are honest with ourselves and with others. The first important and possibly the most difficult step is to accept the disoriented person as he or she is now. No matter what form of dementia the older adult has, it doesn't matter. He or she cannot be expected to change and go back to normal. The norm has changed. Trying to change them will only build up a wall of frustration. Validation practitioners accept people just the way they are in the moment and do not try to change them. Disoriented people often express feelings that have never been expressed. This can be surprising or even disturbing. Accepting those feelings can also be challenging, especially if they are directed at you. I am not who she thinks I am. She doesn't make sense. I want to help, but she won't let me. All three of these often heard phrases reflect difficulty accepting the disoriented old person. Things that have bottled up over years, remnants from the past, come to surface and demand attention. The emotions get stronger and demand attention. She expresses those feelings because it hurts her to keep them inside. The best way to help the elderly is to let them express whatever they need to express. Empathy. The validation practitioner uses empathy. Although it may seem difficult to step into the wheelchair of a 90-year-old man who pounds his fist, who cannot see clearly, hear well, move, or remember his name, and certainly not ours, we can move to his rhythms and try to see with his eyes. We can use our own experiences with basic human needs and universal emotions to reach out with our hearts. He cannot see his hand. He sees a hammer and a nail. This old man was an expert carpenter. His father and grandfather were also carpenters. He learned to pound a nail straight as a little boy. As an old man, he sits and pounds to restore his identity. The validation worker has empathy for this man. We can step into the lives of the old, because we too have suffered losses. Self-care. People who care for disoriented older adults need to learn skills to help themselves. They need to learn how to handle their own feelings so that they do not project them onto the disoriented person. They need to learn how to clear themselves of feelings, judgments, and worries so that they can see and hear accurately. And, after they validate, they need to clear themselves of those other feelings and come back to their own. Having a daily centering practice helps. Knowing your own limits and respecting them is important. Finding moments of pleasure each day builds your resources.